SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog, on the phone with me is the CMA's 2001 Female Vocalist of the Year winner, Leanne Womack. She's performing at the La Mirada Theater this Saturday, October 13th. Leanne, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. Most people probably know you from your huge inspirational hit, I Hope You Dance, which was a huge crossover song. But your roots and more recent work are much more traditional. Do you feel like I Hope You Dance has been a gateway for people to get to know that side of you?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Because there are people that come out to the shows that don't even know the other country hits, you know. So I love it, too. I love showing those people what real country music is. Because we have fiddle and steel guitar, you know, and I grew up in East Texas, and I bring the country with me when I come, and so we have a good time.
Last year, you released a new album, The Lonely, The Lonesome, and Gone. You wrote a few songs for that album, but you also remade a couple classics.
Yeah, I did. I cut a Lefty Frizzell song called Long Black Veil. A lot of people know it from Johnny Cash, but or the band, Long Black Veil. And I did a George Jones song. You know, I love those East Texas guys, Lefty and Jones, and I grew up listening to that kind of stuff, so we do a little bit of their stuff in the show as well.
Now, there's a song we've been playing on our HD2 station, K-Frog Next, called Honky Cat, which comes from a tribute to Elton John. Mm-hmm. Has Elton heard your version of Honky Cat?
Yes, he has. He's so sweet. I love him. He loved it. We did our own little take on it, and that's what he wanted. He didn't want everybody to go recreate what he had already done, you know, but to kind of put your own spin on it. And so he was very appreciative.
And this wasn't the first time you'd recorded a Bernie Taupin song.
No, of course. We had, Willie and I had the duet Mendocino County Line. And I get so many requests for that song. Unfortunately, I don't have Willie with me, but on tour with me this year. But Bernie's a great songwriter and a great person as well. And I love him. We've gotten to be good friends, and I love him. He's one of my favorite people I've ever been friendly with in the business.
I want to ask you about your daughter, Aubrey Sellers, who appeared in the video for I Hope You Dance all those years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's a recording artist in her own right, doing what she calls garage country.
Right. She's a great singer-songwriter. She really grew up in Tennessee, but we have a house in Texas as well, and so she spent a lot of time in Texas, and she went back to Texas to record her next record that's going to be coming out soon. She grew up, well, being my daughter, she had to grow up listening to traditional country music, of course, and she loves bluegrass music. She loves Ralph Stanley, but then she also loves Led Zeppelin and a lot of, you know, rock music and stuff like that. So she really has her own thing, her own style. And like you said, they call it garage country.
I think you have to have a really strong sense of self to know yourself as an artist to say, this is the kind of music I'm going to make, regardless of whether or not it's going to be a mainstream success.
Exactly. I mean, Aubrey's been through it all. She's watched me, you know, and her dad and her stepdad, and everybody's in the business. And so she's not swayed by it. She doesn't think, okay, I've got to have, you know, all this commercial success. She doesn't think that way. She thinks more like an artist, and the music, it doesn't come from without, it comes from within. And so that just is what it is. You know, it's not like she goes, okay, I've got to get a top 10 radio hit, so what am I going to record? That's not the way it works with her. She records the music and then lets the chips fall where they may.
What advice did you give her when she came to you and said, I want to be a singer?
Well, I didn't give her any advice at all, because she actually knows a whole lot more about the music business than I do. She grew up in it, you know. I grew up in East Texas. My dad was in radio, so I knew some of that side of the business. But really, you know, Aubrey has been she grew up on a tour bus. I mean, she's been out on tour. She's been on big tours, little tours. She's been in radio stations. She's been in the label, record label, you know, boardrooms, having meetings. I mean, she's done it all. So she doesn't need any advice from me, really. Now, she gives me advice on what's current and how to stay current, and this is what's going on now and all that sort of thing.
Now, I know you're a fan of Buddy Miller, who is very much involved in the music with this show, but did you watch that TV program Nashville at all?
I didn't. I didn't watch it. It's hard for me to watch things about the music business, you know, because it's so sometimes just so cheesy the way they do things, and it's not the way things really are, and I don't know, I just don't really get into it that much. Now, I can't judge that show because I've never seen it, but that's why I didn't ever have any desire really to watch it. But Buddy's one of my best friends, and I love the fact that he was so involved with the music and that thing. So I know the music was good.
Well, Leanne, you've got a show coming up this Saturday, October 13th at the La Mirada Theater in La Mirada. What can we expect from that show?
Well, I bring fiddle and steel guitar, and we do a lot of real country music. Of course, we do I Hope You Dance, and that's the highlight of the show. And I do, you know, the hits that people expect to hear, some of the new stuff as well, and just kind of give people a taste of what real country music is.
Well, we are so looking forward to having you out here in Southern California again. Thank you again so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you.